This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. This is the Escape Hour. It's midsummer. It's Saturday. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside. And you're on the Escape Hour, which is your Saturday afternoon travel show on Joy 94.9. My name's Russ Masterton. I'm flying solo today. The lovely Fiona Brooke is out and about. Fee works really hard on our show and she's decided to have a couple of days off. And our other regulars, Tad, is travelling as well, and Mark Adams is busy studying. So welcome to the Escape Hour. What a week it has been. Midsummer is on, and I have to tell you that some of the live performance I have seen this week is absolutely fantastic. Kudos to our community and kudos to our young performers, because the performing arts within Midsummer are excellent, excellent. I highly recommend you go and see something. Australian Open this week has been absolutely fabulous, not to mention how good looking all of those men are in their tight, tight shorts. We have loved every minute of that, and, you know, who wouldn't mind a double fault at the Australian Open when you can stare at that eye candy? How fantastic is it? So we move on with this week's odd spots in travel, and interestingly enough, a new recommendation if you are flying is to wear sunscreen if you are sitting next to the window. This has come directly from the Pilots Association, who say, and believe it or not, all pilots slip, slop and slap before they get on the plane. The reason being is that you are so much closer to the ozone layer when you're that high up in the sky that you can literally, if you sit by the window. So if you're on a long haul flight and it's during the day, or a short haul flight if your skin is subject to burning, you might want to slip, slop and slap to protect yourself. Other things that are happening around the world, poor old Cape Town in South Africa, my God, she's nearly run out of water, a bit like Melbourne a few years ago. They say that D-Day is going to be somewhere between the 15th of March and the 24th of April, where Cape Town's going to run out of water. Can you believe that? So they're asking all visitors there to be responsible with their water intake, which means limiting their showers to 2 minutes and only using up to 87 litres a day. So I don't know. They might need a desalination plant like we got here in Victoria, and it'll just sit there on the side of the coast for the next 25 years until we need it. But scary stuff for Cape Town, so we hope it rains ASAP. What else has been happening around? Oh, France yesterday. If you're a chocolate lover, you are going to die when you hear this. Nutella went absolutely batshit crazy yesterday. Nutella took 70% of the price of all of their jars of Nutella, and there were riots in supermarkets right across France as everyone ran at 100 miles an hour to grab their favourite chocolate and down it as quickly as they possibly could. Crazy, crazy times in France, especially when you can get Nutella for 70% off. Weird thing happening in Iceland this week. A man got kicked off a plane. And you're going to love this. The man did not want to pay for his excess luggage. So what he decided to do was wear everything. So he took off from the check-in and went out to the toilets, put on all of his clothes and came back to check-in. And in the meantime, he had managed to don 8 pairs of pants, 10 shirts and 3 sweaters, and he looked like the Michelin man. Well, BA took objection to that and they did not let him board. They said he would have to buy another seat because he was big enough for 2 seats. So, very angry gentleman there. Anyway, and if, by the way, if you're not a fan of airline food, and here's some interesting stats for you, makes me want to BYO everything I bring on board a plane. The food that they prepare for you is prepared 12 hours earlier. So don't expect anything too fresh and flush. The food trays are rarely cleaned. So if the customer who was on the float before you decided to dump their baby's diaper on the food tray, God knows what you're eating there. And a confession from a flight attendant that because there's so little food on board for all the customers, if they drop a tray, they do pick up everything off the floor and wash it and put it back on your tray and serve it again. So I tell you what, so many things to learn about this crazy, crazy world of travel that we're in. But yeah, I think I'll be bringing my own sumo salad on board the planes the next time I travel.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.